I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. 1 day left until professional football arrives, which is why NFL teams are banging at their business, including the Los Angeles Rams taking care of superstar cornerback Jalen Ramsey, drafted by the Jaguars, traded to the Rams. Got a huge extension, 5 years, $105 million, $71.2 million guaranteed, the largest contract ever signed by a quarterback, I think. Joining me to discuss it in an emergency podcast, John Breach, Ryan Wilson. What's up, fellas?
Well, I'll just say, Brent, if I knew you were going to wear that hat, I wouldn't have shown up for the podcast. You have to get on the YouTube channel to see the hat Brinson's wearing.
I'm wearing a Brossom hat. Care to get nice?
Yeah, the only way to counteract the Brossom hat is that Breach and I were wearing the Brinson Sucks hats. So next time.
Well, if people want me to promote products on a hat or in my background, hit me up, slide up in those DMs. I like cash to wear hats or maybe just hats to wear hats.
Yeah, I will.
Or if you want me to promote your team, hit up my DMs. I'll get a little helmet, put it in my background, and I'll pick them every week.
How much would you have to be paid to wear like an erectile dysfunction hat every day on the podcast?
On the podcast?
Yeah. It's like on the video, you're like wearing like...
Probably not as much as you think the number would be.
7 pills a week? I don't know. Oh, you meant money. Money. I'm sorry. Never mind. Carry on. But yeah, I'll happily... maybe like Miller Lite could send me a bunch of beer and I'll wear a Miller Lite hat.
By the way, Jalen Ramsey's mom sees this tweet and says, I'll listen to a podcast about my son making a lot of money. And then we're talking about ED in the first 2 minutes.
Yeah. Jalen Ramsey was talking on Hard Knocks about how he wanted to buy a house. I think he can afford it now. 3-time Pro Bowler, 2017 first team All Pro. Will be just 26 this season. Who's, who the big loser is here? Tre'Davious White.
Yeah, but that's the kind of loser I want to be. Why is he a loser?
Well, he signed a $70 million contract extension, and then Ramsey got a $100 million contract extension.
So, again, I'll take that kind of losing.
Sure.
He literally got to be the title of highest paid corner in NFL history for like 3 days.
It is kind of it's kind of crazy that – so Ramsey's now at $21 million on terms of average annual value, whereas White is at 17.3. The thing about this deal, it sort of reminds me of the Laremy Tunsil deal with the Texans. Like Ramsey's kind of got you over the barrel. You know, you trade 2 first round picks for him. You have to sign him to a huge contract and you have to break the market. I'm surprised that they went this high though.
I thought this was a whole entire weird situation. Cause as you said, Brinson, you can't let him walk because you traded 2 first round picks for him and you can't just put those in the trash, and that's what would happen if you let them walk. The other problem with the Rams is that literally they were over the salary cap Wednesday morning, and they had until 4 p.m. on Wednesday to get under the salary cap. They were $400,000 over. It is illegal to be over. I'm not even sure what the punishments are, but it is against the rules.
The punishment is that the whole coaching staff has to wear ED hats for the whole year to get under the salary cap.
I tweeted that the salary cap is a figment of your imagination after this deal. But as Bill Barnwell, a friend of the program, points out to me, Ramsey's cap hit actually comes down with the contract extension. So it made sense if you're the Rams.
Well, Brinson, that's where I was going until you rudely interrupted.
Ryan rudely interrupted you, not me.
You mentioned the trade, and I was going to mention the $400,000 over. So if you're Ramsey's agent, you have the Rams by their onions. You call them up and you say, hey, look, you guys need to get under the cap. Let's get this deal done right now. We'll have a smaller salary cap hit in 2020. We'll spread it out down the road. Boom. You guys are under. Jalen's happy. I'm happy. And the 31 other NFL teams hate the Rams for driving up the cornerback market by $4 million per year.
Right. And that brings me to this. And this is what we talked about towards the end of last season. Two words. Marcus Peters went to the Ravens for was that third round pick. I don't remember what it was. It was pretty low compensation. Fourth?
I think it was fourth.
And he just signed a three-year, $42 million deal that averages $14 million a year. Had a better season by any measure. I think that even Jalen Ramsey probably, maybe begrudgingly, but would admit as much. So $14 million versus $21 million. So you're paying $7 million more a year for Jalen Ramsey, who is a year older, less baggage. We'll be honest, Marcus Peters. Fifth round pick. So he's had his ups and downs with various teams. No doubt about it. Marcus Peters has, but he balled out for the Ravens, and there's no other way to look at that trade as anything other than highway robbery going in the direction of Baltimore. And then again, with the 3-year deal that he just got recently, making $7 million a year less. And, quickly, according to our buddies at Pro Football Focus, last season, Marcus Peters ranked third in their defensive metric, includes both, defending the pass as a cornerback, and then obviously helping out in the run support. 16th was Trey White, and then 25th was Jalen Ramsey. Part of that was probably that he said, I'm trying to get out of Jacksonville. And then part of it was playing on that Rams defense that was up and down towards the end of last year.
So the Rams are sort of developing into the Stars and Scrubs team, it feels like, particularly on defense.
Can you win like that?
I don't know. I think that
we're going to find out.
I think, look, the Cowboys have been doing this for years. They're a little bit more, I would say, balance, and they have been in years past. That's always was sort of Jerry Jones' approach, is the Stars and Scrubs model. The Texans are a very Stars and Scrubs team. The problem with being a Stars and Scrubs roster is that, and this is particularly true, I think, in 2020, where, you could lose a star to coronavirus if somebody tests positive for COVID-19 for multiple weeks. You walk a fine line where if your team is lucky from a health standpoint, and you get the performance you expect out of these stars, then you're in very good shape. If these stars get injured or don't perform up to their expectations, then you're in really big trouble. Like, look at the Texans. I know it was Deshaun Watson's rookie year, but he tears his ACL. J.J. Watt is hurt, and they're a 4-win team, right? I mean, the Rams have, looking at next year's cap hit, I don't know what Ramsey's number will be for next year, but I mean, like, Jared Goff is going to be $35 million. Aaron Donald's going to be $28 million. And I would anticipate that Jalen Ramsey is going to be somewhere in the range of $26 or $27 million. I mean, that's a significant portion of your cap, like upwards of probably 50 to 55% of your cap space is being taken up by three players. Now, two of them are top five players at their position. And one of them, Aaron Donald is not very good against the run, according to some metrics, but a great player. That's a joke if you didn't read ESPN's article. But the best defensive player in football, hands down. And then Jared Goff is a young quarterback who maybe took a step back, but is still, he's a 25-year-old, 26-year-old quarterback. So you're just going to have that salary lingering there. It doesn't give you a whole lot of wiggle room. And then what you have to be able to do to supplement with those stars is to draft really well. But the problem for the Rams is they traded away all their draft picks.
And let's not forget Todd Gurley. I think he has a dead cap hit in 2021. So you're throwing away even more money, not just to your stars, but to guys who aren't even on your team anymore.
Todd Gurley will take up almost 5% of their cap space. I knew I was missing something on there. Thank you, Breach. 5% of their cap space because he's all the way down on the dead cap table. I mean, that's a lot. Like, that's...
So you're that's a ton like, of for somebody who's not even on your team anymore.
Right. That's like when Tony Romo was getting paid by CBS and the Cowboys, it was like taking up more space than half of the Cowboys roster.
I mean, I would say that because of that, I have to think that Ramsey's deal is going to be kind of backloaded with the big cap hits coming in like 3 or 4. Just because of all the hits they have to deal with in 2021, I would say, next year's hit will be probably under $15 million. There's no other way to do it. I don't know how else they could do it.
So there's, by the way, over 15% of the Rams salary cap space this year is taken up by Todd Gurley and Brandon Cook's dead cap hit. Mm.
And to your point, Brinson, the specifics of the 2021 draft landscape for the Rams, no first round pick because that's the Jalen Ramsey pick to Jacksonville. They have a one pick in round two, three picks in round three, no fourth or fifth round pick. And then they have four picks total in round six and seven. So there's no quick fix through the draft. And if history is any indication, they'll be trading those draft picks that they do have.
That's right. I mean, they haven't had a first round pick since Jared Goff in 2016. So they're going to go from 2016 until 2022 without having a first round pick. It is really difficult to sustain that. We've seen that with the Seahawks. And like, you have to have Russell Wilson basically to prop it up or to hit on a bunch of later round picks. Now, I mean, having said that, let's give credit where credit's due. When you look at what Les Snead has done in later round picks, you know, Tyler Higbee, fourth round pick in 2016, Cooper Kupp, third round pick in 2017. Don Kelly was a sixth round pick, from a year ago, and he could be end up being the starting running back for that team.
And their 2020 draft class is legit on paper.
You love it. Yeah.
Well, and let me say something real quick about Sean McVay also, not just Les Snead.
Imagine, John Johnson, third round pick safety from 2017.
Imagine being offered a job in 2017 and, the front office is like, yeah, you don't get a first round pick in any of your first 5 years, but we want you to compete for division titles in the toughest division. And also, you know, getting us to a Super Bowl would be nice too. Like, no coach with any sanity would take that job because it's just, you don't get any first round picks.
I don't think Sean McVay anticipated additional trades of future first round picks.
Well, right. I know, but that's the situation he's in. And yet still he's averaging more than 10 wins per season, despite the fact that he hasn't had a single first round pick since he took the job.
Yeah.
And in his defense, 11 wins his rookie season, 13 wins in 2018 with the Super Bowl, 9 wins last year. So then I think we're at the tipping point. How's this going to work out? You going to get better than 9 wins or?
I mean, that's pretty tough.
Right.
Are you not going to win at least 9 games this year, Sean McVay, without all those first round draft picks? I do think there's something to be said, like when you start to look at NFL teams about acquiring blue chip talent, you know, like Jalen Ramsey could very well be the best cornerback in football for the next 5 years.
Well, I'll put it to you again. How many more wins is he worth than Marcus Peters?
Probably not many.
I mean, is it one? Right. I was going to say like,
maybe a half.
Right. And that's $7 million a year on a team, as Breach has pointed out, with no space to pay someone $21 million a year.
I mean, I just think.
And we all agree Jalen Ramsey is one of the best defensive players.
Probably one of the best three best cornerbacks in the league.
Yeah.
Ramsey, Stephon Gilmore, and Tre'Davious White.
I would have no argument for me.
I would just love to have known how negotiations. How negotiations went here, because the Rams like, hey, look, Jalen, we want to make you the highest paid corner. Trey White just signed for 17.3. Let's do 18. 18 million per year is a nice round number. And somehow they got up to 21. Somehow they ended up $4.7 million past the record, with a completely cash strapped team who has no money to give out.
Ramsey said in training camp, by the way, he said, look, if it comes, it comes. It's going to be a surprise to me. Like it's going to be a surprise to you all. I called my agent up before August and I said, I don't even want him to call me about it. I literally told him, I said, I want you to call me one time and that's when my deal is done. That's it. I'm not worried about it. I'm worried about football. I'm worried about other things in my life. Like my blessings will come when they come. Now it is worth noting, I think, because he's having a pretty good offseason that his agent, Jalen Ramsey's agent, who is, how am I forgetting his last name?
Starts with an M.
David Mulugetti, excuse me. David Mulugetti also represents Deshaun Watson. Have yourself an offseason, pal. So what do you think? What was he getting? What percent there?
I don't know. Was he get 2%, 3%? I don't know what 3%? Agent's.
Let's say 3%. He's getting 3% of like,
he can buy any house he wants.
$5 million. Right. Yeah. I mean, he's having a good, decent little offseason.
And Deshaun was what the extension was, 155, 156. That's another $4.5 million. You take that 3% cut. That's $7.5 million for, the last 4 weeks of work.
Yeah.
What'd you do last month, Breach?
I didn't make $7.5 million, Ryan.
I'll tell you what, you took $7.5 million.
I changed a baby's diaper. I changed $7.5 million diapers. Does that count?
You wouldn't be changing. If you made $7 million in 2 weeks, you don't change the diaper.
I hire Brinson to change the diapers.
And I would, yeah, sure. Look, I would change those diapers for, you know, 7 hats.
Oh, there you go.
So yeah, I mean, look, this is, it is interesting, I think, to look at it from a little bit of a larger standpoint too. So, you know, one, it's like, all right, we're told the salary cap's going to be stagnant or go down. These teams don't seem to care. They're still handing out these big time extensions. They're not playing poor, apparently, with the agents when it comes to star players. And then two, we have really seen in the last few weeks, whether it's with Keenan Allen's deal or the Ramsey deal, or, and I guess this qualifies as not the last few weeks, but this offseason, the Laremy Tunsil deal, like the floor and the ceiling for the top end of some of these markets and some of these premier positions is drastically changing. I mean, it's going way up. Like if Keenan Allen gets $20 million and you're a budding star wide receiver, you are not taking less than $20 million a year. You're just not doing it.
And I don't know if you talked about the Dre Hopkins deal in previous podcasts.
Oh, Brady and I talked about it yesterday. Yeah, that's who. That's the other one. Yeah.
So I'm looking
Hopkins
at the list.
What am I talking about? Hopkins shattered the number for receivers. I knew.
Here's the thing. I'm looking at the list of
and Joey Bosa. Yeah. Shattered that number.
Here's the list of highest paid players, and obviously from top to bottom, obviously it starts with quarterbacks and long list of quarterbacks. Jimmy Garoppolo and Dre Hopkins make the same thing, and they're $250,000 apart, excuse me, and they both make more than Matthew Stafford. And right after that is Joey Bosa, and all those guys make at least $27 million a year.
I mean, do you remember when we were like, why did Myles Garrett get all this money?
Right.
It's like, oh, never mind. I wonder if there's part of this bargaining into it where these agents are like, listen, we know about the gambling money's coming. Like if you're going to have to reset the market with me now and we can get this deal done ahead of time. You know what I mean?
They know the network money's coming and that their assumption is that the rights deals are going to go way up, once those are already signed.
But that's what I'm saying. They go to the teams like, listen, we understand what the market's at. We also understand that there is going to be a significant growth from gambling money and the revenue from the broadcast deals when you sign new broadcast deals. We believe this is where the market's going to be. This is what we want to be paid. And those teams at that point you don't really have a whole lot of a choice.
Let me ask you this. So I'm looking at the list of players who make $21 million a year on average. Tell me who you want to start a team. DeMarcus Lawrence, Jalen Ramsey, DeForest Buckner, Teddy Bridgewater all make exactly $21 million a year on average. So which one of those guys in your mind is most worth $21 million? DeMarcus Lawrence, Jalen Ramsey, DeForest Buckner, Teddy Bridgewater.
Jalen Ramsey.
I think so, right?
Followed closely by DeMarcus Lawrence.
He didn't have a great year last year. But they're all in their mid-20s except for Teddy, who's 28. It just goes to show you, to Breach's point, that across positions, how these positions are valued sort of varies drastically.
Well, I mean, like Teddy Bridgewater got a ton of money as a former backup quarterback, but like relative to
And DeMarcus Lawrence makes $6 million a year less on average than Joey Bosa does now. So, you know.
I just think we're seeing a spike in these contracts. But if you're the player, you're willing to running some risk because it's possible the spike goes up even higher, but you want to just lock in the money now. You're top of the market. You're paid, this is generational wealth.
Who's taking a risk?
Well, I mean.
Jalen Ramsey? Trey White, they didn't take a risk. This guy's got paid.
Trey White took a risk that somebody would blow the market out of the water before he signed, and that happened like 3 days ago.
Competitively, he may care, but at the end of the day, when he gets his check every Tuesday, whenever they get checks, I'm sure he's okay.
Well, yeah, my point is that if you wanted to as a player, if Jalen Ramsey wanted to, he could play out the string.
Yeah, he could pull a Joe Flacco or whatever. I get that.
Right. But that's the risk you're taking. You lock in money now instead of gambling on yourself in the future.
But you just said it's generational wealth.
I'm not questioning you taking.
I know.
I'm saying like if you wanted to wait, if Jalen Ramsey was like, I want to play this year out, because this is his fifth year option year. He's like, I want to play. Is that right? This is his fifth year option year. Yeah. He's like, I want to play this year out. And then I'm going to see what happens with the TV deals, what happens with the gambling revenue. What happens with the cornerback market? If I ball out and I'm a defensive player of the year, what happens then? And you show up and all of a sudden you're getting $25 million a year.
Yeah, the next cornerback ain't getting 25 though. I think the percentage increase is probably 2 or 3.
I would guess
4%.
The next cornerback. I would bet that Stephon Gilmore could talk to if he can talk to the Patriots. I could see the Patriots letting him go, but like instead of paying him $25 million a year, I would guess that none of the next top cornerbacks, unless it's maybe a Marlon Humphrey or Marshawn Lattimore, they have a case. You got a case to be paid more.
And you think these jumps are going to be small, but the Ramsey contract just jumped at 21.4% over.
Yeah, but this isn't
the White contract.
This isn't the quarterback situation. This isn't next man up. Just like
it's not. But if you have a superstar coming up, that's the person.
I'm asking, who is that superstar? Because I don't know.
Let me say this real quick. You mentioned a couple guys making $21 million, and earlier Brenton mentioned that hey, the Rams are putting together this team who have the haves and have nots. You have these guys being paid a ton. You have these guys and the rest of the roster not being paid a lot because the top heavy guys tying up so much of your salary cap. It almost feels like every team could be headed that way because you look at now that Ramsey's making $21 million a year, you have a lot of positions where the highest paid players are making over $20 million a year. And that is a chunk of change. Whether, Joey Bosa at 27. We mentioned Laremy Tunsil, Jalen Ramsey, Julio Jones, Aaron Donald's making a ton. And obviously, the quarterback situation where the top guys are going to be making more than $40 million a year. So if you want a good pass rusher, a top tier corner and a top tier quarterback, you're looking at locking up $80 million. I don't know if teams would be willing to do that. So they're going to have to pick two of the three and then build the rest of their roster around that huge cap hit they're taking from those two positions. I think that we're going to see a lot of that down the road because teams just aren't going to be able to afford the top tier players at, the three key positions.
Don't even disagree.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. But I just don't think that it's next man up except for quarterbacks.
Possible. It's possible. It depends on who the next man up is at cornerback. All right. That's it for the Jalen Ramsey signing emergency podcast. We'll be back tomorrow for real football talk. Some
real
DFS
football.
Preview. We'll talk some fantasy with Heath Cummings. A lot of football coming up. Excited for it. And of course, Sunday, we wouldn't ready to podcast until 2 a.m.
And I'll have my ED hat.
Maybe so. I'll tell you what. Be interesting to see. Well, whatever. We'll podcast. See ya.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at NewBalance.com.